Century. I don't know if anybody said that to you. I personally never thought it would ever be now, because it was so far from then. I figured we'd just never be there, but here we are. And now what do we do? Planned on living this long. What the hell do we do? 21st century for dummies? No. Okay, so anyways, it's the digital age, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I'm an analog man. Yes, I am. I find myself more and more sitting in a chair while waiting for my brains to come back from cyberspace. And it's, you know, again, we need to figure a couple things out, like women are getting run over by buses because they're texting in the middle of the street and forgot that what they were doing. I guess we'll figure it out, or we won't. Yeah. Anyway, this is called Analog Man,
yeah.
And it's about, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I guess young people will figure it out, or they won't.
Don't have a clue.
Pretty much, I think. I'm ready.
Jumping around.
and leave us behind. And it was supposed to come by. Oh, tell me why do we give up our hearts to the past? And why Jackson on the left. the right is for you right-handed people. I rescued Drew. He was in the witness protection program. That's not his real name, but... Jason Fries just played saxophone for you. He played all kinds of things. He plays keyboards, he plays poker. He'll play anything. He'll pick it up and he'll know it in a couple seconds. And guess what? Anybody ever been to Disneyland?
Yeah.
You know they have the parade down Main Street? Jason's dad plays tuba. That's pretty cool. One time his dad came and he played tuba on Rocky Mountain Way. Pretty far out. Clayton James over here. There he is. I still am trying to figure out exactly what he does. He's one of our computer guys in the Eagles, and we got to talking, and I just, everybody needs one guy like him. And so I said, "Hey Clayton, would you like to go out and play in my band?" He said, "Well, no, I'm not a musician." And I said, "Well, what the hell does that have to do with it?" So he makes all kinds of noises. You'll see in a while. We're going to feature Clayton. Yeah. And if you go, "What the hell is that?" That's Clayton. You'll know. Dan and Arnold here. I just gave up trying to tell him what to play. He just plays whatever he wants, and that's better than what I was going to tell him. So. He's also a martial arts instructor. Studied martial arts for most of his life. You could probably see one of his demonstrations on YouTube. Pretty impressive. And but lastly, behind me is Joe Vitale. First thing we did was make model airplanes for 8 months. Because it was too damn cold to get the drums in. And then we wrote some songs, and this is one of the ones we wrote.
You
so I looked up what Poughkeepsie means. Everybody know? Poughkeepsie means little grass hut near where the water is. That's what it is. I was thinking it'd be like Major General Thomas Poughkeepsie, World War II. No. Little grass hut where the water, near where the water is. I guess that's the Hudson, I'm not sure. Between my letter planes.
Thank you.
time. I hope you have too. Everybody raise your hand and say, I promise to drive home careful.
Yeah.
Okay, now, first of all, everybody say, hey!
Hey!
Everybody say, ah!
Ah!
Yeah! Good. Everybody say, hello, baby.
Hello,
baby. Everybody say, ooh. Everybody say, in this song, there's a place, I need one of those, okay? And I'll give you plenty of warning. When you come, Sam, hit me with your best, not now. And when you're driving home tonight safely, you're going to think, I made a hell of a difference today. You're going to think that.
that.